Welcome in, everybody. Hi, I'm Nurse Huckleberry. This is Deuter VO, this is our very first episode of the Solo Adventures Together podcast. So we've been both full-time now with content creation for a minute, and we've talked about doing a podcast for a long time. People have asked us about doing a podcast. I feel like everybody has a podcast. We actually did one years ago that was like Pokemon themed.
We did three episodes.
We did three episodes.
I think we only have one. We only have one saved.
I don't know.
I'll have to check because I found it the other day.
Yeah.
And I listened to a little bit of it and I was like,
I don't know.
Because we were doing it long distance with kind of bad microphones over Skype or something.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anywho. So we finally are doing a podcast. And part of it was like we didn't have a good idea for a podcast. And there are so many podcasts out there. We didn't want to just
that
sit.
Don't have any ideas.
That have no ideas.
Zero ideas.
And it's just people like, oh, we just read Reddit stories. And I'm like, that's not a... Tell me something new. Tell me something.
I mean, it is new, usually, new information that they're
maybe.
Giving you, but is
maybe.
It is it good information?
I don't know.
Is it
Anyways.
Important information?
So what we are planning on doing, what we are doing, is solo adventures together.
Well, that sounds weird.
That sounds weird.
That sounds really weird.
So the idea was, because we both have been working from home now, and we are both, like, itching to talk to people that aren't each other. Because I love you, but I need...
I need time away from you.
You need time away, and you need something to do. And, like, I feel like we both kind of became even more of homebodies.
I didn't leave the house yesterday.
Yeah, and then I sent you to pottery. And then that was good. Because you were like, how do you do it? And I was like, well, I have to, like, go out and do stuff. And if I don't go do stuff, then I'm really sad. But if I go out and do things, I feel better. That's why I go to dance class. And I was like, you need a hobby. That is a hobby that is separate from me, that is separate from the live streaming. And so I sent you to pottery, and you really liked it. And we were talking about...
Other stuff. Like, what you sent me to pottery. What if I sent you somewhere else? Like
right.
like a early morning yoga class, or
like a
bike ride through the canyon or something.
Yeah, whatever the case may be. Because you know, I'm.
Those are both bad ideas.
Those are both well.
We don't have a bike.
No, and I think we're going to have to make the event starts after noon rule.
Why? Why would you? Why?
Why? Because the one I went to started at 11 a.m.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
I'm so excited. I only know the name of it, but I want to know more about it.
Here's what happened. Deuter sent me to an event.
Oh, we're starting. Okay.
Yeah, we're starting.
Okay.
So he sent me to an event,
yeah.
And all he told me, and this was agreed upon. Okay, this was agreed upon. So we agreed on $50 or less. You found it on Eventbrite.
It included parking, too.
Well, the parking...
With the $50.
No, it was $8.
Yeah, but the ticket was like $40.
Oh, okay. There we go. So it was a ticket for the event. It had to be under $50.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to know the dress code.
Right.
How long it was going to be and
where
it was going to be.
Right. If there's going to be food, I think it was an important one,
well,
too.
Well, because you told me the event was 3 hours long, and I was like, is there food? Because you told me it was at 11 a.m., and I'm like, I do not have time to eat breakfast before that, because not a morning person.
Well, I mean, when you go on a 3-hour flight, do you get a meal?
Well, you at least get a snack.
Yeah, but it's like a little Biscoff or like a bag of nut pretzels.
But either way, for this, I asked if there was... You said that there might be food, and I said, do you think it's food that I can eat?
Well, I couldn't tell you freaking...
What it was.
What kind of food, because it
right.
would give it
no,
away.
It would totally give it away. But you said there might be food, and I asked if there was food that I could eat. You said, probably not. And I said, cool. Well, then you're waking up with me and making me breakfast.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Kiki.
You know what the best part about making breakfast for somebody is? Leftover. Kiki, you going to hang out here? You can hang out with us. Well, what was it? Okay, I need to, now we need, everyone needs to know, so, what was the event?
Well, why don't you tell them? And why you picked it.
Okay. Well, the first thoughts that we had was to look at Eventbrite. Okay, you're going to sit here, Kiki? Okay, Kiki's sitting with me on the chair.
Yeah, she's contemplating your water. It is in the...
Don't drink my water, Kiki.
You want to show off the mugs real quick?
Yeah, let's show off the mugs.
So I got my Borco Records mug here.
Uh-huh. And I've got my little Puss Cat mug. They're both full of whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
That was strong.
It's water. So Eventbrite is the place for the people that don't know that has, like, really any event ever.
Yeah.
People can post there for anything. If it costs money, if it doesn't cost money, whatever it is. And I was scrolling and trying to find something because I had to fit in a certain time frame of, like, this week. And enough interest to be kind of just a weird enough, especially for the first episode.
Right.
And I was like, where would you fit in, but like not fit in at the same time?
Right. Because the goal of this is somewhat to put each other in and take us out of our comfort zones. Kiki, you're so cute. Take us out of our comfort zones.
Right.
And to like introduce you to a new group of people.
Right. You get to get out of your box and be like, wow, this is something I never would have done before.
So a couple of rules that we had established was you're not allowed to tell them that we're doing it for a podcast.
No.
You can tell them that... What our job is. And that like maybe you didn't know what the event was going to be, but you can't tell them it's explicitly for the purposes of a podcast. Because that just changes how people talk.
It is. They're like, oh, am I on camera right now?
Right.
You're wearing a wire right now? Are you taking notes? What are you writing about me? What are you writing about me?
Yeah.
And you're like, pretentious. So the event that I eventually picked, there were a couple that I don't know why I'm beating around the bush here so much, but like there was one that I really wanted you to do that was Zen Archery.
Yeah.
But then you still have a shoulder injury.
So I was like, I cannot do
but I feel
archery.
Like that would have been funny, so we might save that for me for somewhere down the line when you can surprise me about it.
Right.
If it's still a thing that's happening. And then I saw a tea party. And I was like, tea party? That sounds interesting. And then it said, like, elegant tea party at a private club. And I was like, oh. And I saw 11 a.m. and I was like,
Which... For those, if you're like 11 a.m., like, why are you so concerned? We normally wake up around like 1.
Yeah.
Normally around 1 because, you know, the night schedule.
Noon to 1.
We're trying to be more good about waking up at noon.
Well, it's more good about going to bed before 6.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Is the 6. So, once 6 a.m. hits, I'm like, well, tomorrow's going
to
suck.
Well, the problem being, normally we wake up at like 1. And to get to downtown by 11...
It's a 45-minute drive.
It's so I needed to wake up, and I had to look elegant.
Right. So, yeah, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. It was business... So the dress code was business casual. And you had put something on in the morning, and you're like, oh, I don't know about this. And you're like, what about this other dress? Because you still didn't know what it was.
No, I did not know what it was.
When you were getting dressed...
Well, and yeah, so I'm getting dressed, and you're sitting on the bed like, woo, you're like all excited, and I'm like, okay, and I was so tired, I was like, let me just get dressed, like, leave me alone, like, go make food, I don't want to get dressed with
Again,
an audience right now.
Leftovers.
Yeah.
So we had some good leftovers.
And then I was like, what about this dress? And I showed you this
like
vintage
teal.
80s teal, I call it like a hot secretary dress.
It's a power dress,
it's
for sure.
It's a very power dress.
It's a power dress.
But I was like, it's a daytime thing. So like, you know, I'll go for color.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, that's perfect. That's really good. So I do my hair and makeup and I come back in and then you're all, you might consider a hat. And here's, I looked at you and I was like, absolutely not.
I had no clue that it was going to be such I got to redo my hair. I got to change the whole outfit. And I was like, okay, wait, no, it just said maybe if you wanted to wear a hat, it said hats, you know, it said maybe hats. If you want to wear a hat, wear a hat. And I had these two like hats out.
You had pulled out two hats and they're both hats that require...
Tea party hats.
Yes, but they're hats that require effort.
Right, you got to pin it into your hair.
You have to, like, pin it onto your head. And on top of it, that dress in particular, I can't like raise my arms very well in. So that's why I did my hair and makeup and then put the dress on.
See, I didn't know that part.
Right. Cause I would have been like, oh God. And I was already running late and I was already a bit nervous. And
God forbid I help you put a hat on.
No. The hat would have looked cute. It would have been cute, but I was not in the place to put a hat on in that moment. And now you know.
But wait, so were there people that wore hats?
Yes.
How many? And what the percentage of hats to no hats?
I would say it was like 50-50 on the hats.
Really?
And there was one lady who apparently had brought multiple, like, fascinators. So I don't know if you know the difference between fascinator is just like when they wear something fluffy on their head.
Yeah, I did not know. A fascinator.
It's called a fascinator.
Is it because it fastens or because it fascinates?
It fascinates. Okay. It's like not...
Was everyone like, whoa?
Well, it's like whoa, not a that. Hat at all.
Look
like,
at that thing on that lady's
like,
head.
There is no function to it. It is only decoration. Right?
You act like tea hats do more than decorate.
Well, I mean, there were some people who had like a sun hat that like could do more than just decoration. But it was just, it was on a headband. It wasn't even a hat. It's like a headband with like...
Gotcha. Right? So that's someone had multiple of those that they were wearing at the same time?
No,
that's kind of weird.
Well, they brought it for friends.
Oh, so they could all match.
So there was one that was wearing, there was one lady wearing a blue one.
Okay.
And then there was another lady who ended up with a hot pink one bestowed upon her. I did not particularly like the fascinators that much. Mostly because they looked like they were meant for like... a child.
So you would say you were not fascinated.
I was not fascinated.
You were. Let's see. What would the opposite of fascinated be? Disgusted.
No, bored.
Right. That's what I meant. Bored.
I mean, something that is disgusting can be fascinating. Where you're like, it's so gross, I can't look away.
Right.
You're fascinated.
I'm fascinated right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of fascinated. What else? Like, what? So, I need to know more about this thing.
Okay. So.
I know you had a hard time parking, but do we need to worry? I don't think we need to get too deep.
It's just downtown.
And you called me on the phone, and you're like, how the hell do I park here? I had to Google, like, oh, how do you park at this place? Because it's like a.
It was really hard to find. And everyone that I talked to, if parking came up, everyone was like, God, the parking here is terrible. Like, it sucks.
Hey, everyone had a unifying moment.
Everyone hated the parking. Anyway, so I figure out the parking situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to valet, which thankfully the valet was only $8, which is good.
That's cheap valet.
It's cheap valet.
I almost wanted
normally
to
it's like $25.
For how long?
Well, it was only because it was validated. Yeah. So I don't know how much the valet normally is.
Oh.
But they did ask me how long I was going to be there, and I was like, I don't know, like 3 hours.
Well, it's because it was like a four-hour limit, I think I saw.
Yeah.
And then it was $4 for every 10 minutes after that?
After the 4 hours?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, I could see that. $16 an hour. No, $24 an hour.
That's wild.
Anyways, so I go, and because I wasn't sure if I was exactly in the right spot, so I asked the valet, I was like, hey, I'm looking for the L.A. City Club.
Right. That's where it was, the L.A. City Club downtown.
It was at the
downtown.
L.A. City Club downtown.
And 51st floor.
Yeah, and I was like, is this here? And she was like, yeah, go in there and then turn right and you'll take the elevator up. And so I go to the front desky area. And they're like, are you here for the City Club? Because I'm like,
you're dressed.
Clearly
you
dressed
so
for a garden
good.
Party.
Yeah.
I was like so spot on. And I was like, yes. And so I'm like, okay, is it just because I was like, okay, well, no. And I think at that point I had seen when I was trying to figure out where the parking garage was, because you had texted me some of the details so that I could find it. And so it was maybe 15 minutes before the event, when I'm like driving over there, trying to like sitting at a red light, I'm like, oh, it's a tea party. Okay,
yeah.
So I knew it was going to be a tea party, at that point. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, I've dressed well for tea party. This is good.
You are a tea party attendee.
Yes.
Attendee.
And so I get in the elevator, and we're going up to the 54th floor.
Yeah.
Which?
How fast was the elevator?
It was pretty fast. I don't like riding elevators in really tall buildings. This is something that I have discovered. I'm not a fan of it.
Right,
mostly,
we found that out in Vegas.
Yeah,
good.
In Vegas, they make me nauseous.
Well, yeah, they're going like 30
miles
an hour.
They're going so fast. It makes me nauseous. And so I get in the elevator, and it was me, and then there were these two ladies, two young women, and then an older guy, or like two older dudes. And so I get in, and I'm like, okay, whatever, I'm standing there. And we're going up, and the two dudes get off, and it's just me and the ladies. And then they, as soon as the guy, like the doors close, and then they go, "Your dress is so cute."
Were they also going to the tea
party?
No, oh.
They were not. They got off on the next floor. But they were like, "Your dress is so cute. It's like really super vintagey. And you look like," they're like, "I really like it." And I was like, "Oh, thank you. Like, that was so sweet." But I thought it was really funny that they waited.
They waited until the guys got out.
Until these guys got out. And then they were like, "Ooh, gosh." And I was like, "Thanks. Okay." So I make my way over from the escalator. And I'm trying to figure out where this thing is, because I'm now on the 51st floor, right? It is absolute crazy sky views. And I walk over to the front desk, and I don't see anyone. And I see a bunch of signs that are like, "Members only." And I'm like, "Is this where the garden party is?"
No, I remember like having to double check and triple check that you are actually can get in without being a member.
Right. And then I saw a big TV screen that said something about the garden party. And I was like, "Is it down here?" And I really wasn't sure. And then finally, the receptionist comes over to like the desk, and I was like, "Hey, like I'm here for the garden party, and get checked in and whatnot." And she's like, "Okay, yeah, great." And she walks me through, and we walk down.
Wait, hold on. When they checked you in, did they do the QR code from the big printed piece of paper?
No, they did not. They just asked for my last name.
Oh.
Which?
Well, that's nice.
Hilariously. He printed, I was like,
as a backup,
he printed out a QR code on a full size 8.5 by 11 inch sheet.
I just printed it, and it was massive. Like, it was like 4 by 6, and I was like, "Oh yeah, sure." And then it printed the whole thing on a big piece of paper, and I was like, "Here, take this with you.
This is so embarrassing, the most embarrassing
guy. Can we see your ticket? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just unfold it. There we go. Here it is." They're like,
"It's it doubles as a space blanket." Like, yeah, no, that was so. I was like, "Please let me not have to use this." So she walks me through and takes me in. There is a massive bar.
Okay.
Which
we have pictures.
I took a picture of it. I took a picture of the big bar to show you.
My God, the audio only people are gonna be jealous.
I mean, I bet the show notes can have the.
Maybe. I'll think about it. Let me see this bar. Oh my God.
It was huge. It was an absolute, and then there's like, I should have taken a video.
What are these, like tubes?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a bunch of seating over here. So I get walked past this big, huge
No one
bar.
Was drinking at 11 a.m.?
Well, that was actually at the end that I took the pictures.
Oh, okay.
So here's the view.
Oh my goodness.
It was very high. And like there was a point where helicopters were at eye level.
Oh.
And I was like, "Huh, I don't think and I've never been this high in LA before." Outside of being in a plane.
Right.
So, anyways, so they walk me through, and then off of the room with the big bar, there's a little kind of dining room set up. With round circular tables with aggressively floral tablecloths.
Okay.
And then acrylic chairs, like clear acrylic chairs that are like very ornate, kind of like knobbly looking, like rocking chair-y chairs. And there's like a full tea setting with a big like pot of hot water over a candle, right?
So it keeps it hot.
Okay. Right? And then we have like the china set up, and there's little charcuteries, and then there's a little thing of like muffins, and then in the center you've got the stacked tiered like finger sandwiches, and
so the table was already set when you got there.
The table was completely set when we got there.
And you had assigned seating or what?
No. They were like, "It's open seating."
And you just had to be worst.
So she just walks me in.
Go sit with some strangers.
She walks me in. There's, at this point, I think there's three tables with people at them. And then the rest I would say there was like, what, six tables total?
So you weren't late or anything?
No, I wasn't late. Okay. I wasn't late. I mean, I was like 15 minutes after they started.
Right, after 11,
like
but like...
after they started. But it was not late by any means.
I was imagining like everyone being sat down all at the same time and then tea being served, like everyone pouring at the same time.
No, it was not like that at all.
And everyone's like, oh, yes, Margaret, what did you do? What did you do this weekend at the golf club?
So the staff... Mm-hmm. Clearly have dealt with a number of events, but I don't think any of them had ever done a tea party before.
Right, because like, it's because the way that that place works, from what I understand, is like it's a members-only club, but then members can throw parties.
Yeah, they can host little things.
They can host things. So this was hosted by some group.
This was hosted by some, yeah.
And it was their first.
And I found out it was the first one. So she walks me in the room, and they're like, oh, it's open seating. And I was like, okay. And I'm looking around, and it is only middle-aged women. And I was like,
I'm a young hot thing.
We're going to make some friends today. Like, I was like, how do I choose where to sit?
How do I choose
where to sit? Like, do I go and sit by myself at an empty table?
No.
And like,
you can sit with the one with one open chair. That's where you go.
Right. And so I was clearly like, I was like, okay, yeah. And I'm like looking, and then this lady at the very front table, the very first one, right in front of me, and she stands up and she goes, "Hi, I'm Natalie." Like, yeah, it's open seating. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And they're like, "You know, you could join us. You can sit with us." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, I'll sit with you guys." Like, and at the time it was because I could see that she was clearly holding a seat for someone else, so I wasn't sure if there was two people at the table, and I wasn't sure if the last seat was open.
Okay.
And to describe them a little bit.
Wait, what was the table? The table was for four?
The tables were set for four people.
Okay.
There was about six tables. I think.
How six, quaint.
Very, very quaint. And there was like, you know, it was decorated. There was actually very lovely, floral arrangements on the tables and like around the flowers were really pretty. I liked them. And there was like this wall where it was like clearly where people take pictures that had like a bunch of fake plants and like greenery with like some pops of color.
Sure.
And that was cute. Which remind me about pictures because I'll get there eventually.
Oh, God. I will forget.
So I go and I'm like, okay. And I sit down. And then it turns out that Natalie,
Natalie, the one that invited you to sit down.
The one that invited me to sit down.
Okay.
So she, I would describe as being probably in her early 50s. And she's just this, like, very happy, bubbly black woman from Texas.
Ooh.
She's a grandmother. I think she's got a couple grandbabies that are all seem like they're like between one and four-ish. So she's got little grandkids.
Keeping her busy.
Keeping her busy. And she, I don't think I ever caught exactly what she did, but she's the member who had put it together and she was wanting to do kind of monthly tea
parties.
She
was the organizer.
She was the organizer. And so
she wants you to come back.
She did want me to come back, but she was the organizer. And then next to her was Meg, and Meg is kind of like a early, like probably late 40s, early 50s white woman. And she was really sweet too. She told me that she worked in a nonprofit and they did putting together care packages for first responders.
Oh.
And so it was like care, like for if people are, you know, responding to natural disasters, they like put together like stuff for them so that way
right.
if they're out in the field for a long time
fighting
they have,
fires
like,
for days at a time
fighting fires or yeah. hurricane disaster relief mm-hmm. and I was like dang that's so cool it was really sweet so I was chatting with them and it was a lot of small talk for a while and eventually the fourth person to join our table came and she was a slightly older black woman and I don't her name was Alicia and she was really pretty sweet she was very into giving me advice
Oh.
Yeah. She was very into...
Well, you look like you need advice.
Right.
You
on matters there. Of love, on like she really gave me a lot of advice.
What was the best advice that she gave you?
The best advice that she gave me?
Most memorable, let's say.
Well, she was also pretty deeply religious. That was also part of it, was her being very deeply religious. And that she told me that we were put on earth to serve, and that when you go outside of serving people, you start not feeling very good. And so if you are doing your calling and what you should be doing in serving others, you're gonna feel your best. And I don't feel like that's wrong, because I do, I don't know that that's right for everyone. I do genuinely love doing things for people.
Yeah. I agree. I do too.
And like, it is a known thing about humans that, like, that is what separates us. It's why we've done so well as a species, is because
we help each other.
Because we have empathy. And having empathy, it's like, that's how you get so much further as a species, is by taking care of others, right?
Right.
And so I was like, okay. But she would, if it would have been appropriate for her to grab my hand, I feel like she would have been touching my hand a lot. It was one of those, where I was like, okay.
And but then, everyone was wearing gloves.
No, there were no gloves, no gloves, nary a glove.
Oh.
Per the rules, I did not tell them I was there for a podcast.
But why did you tell them you were there?
Well, I told them that we send each other to different events.
Okay.
And that I wasn't, that I didn't know it was going to be, and they were, I would say, appalled. Like, honestly, they were like,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah, they were so beyond confused when I was like, yeah, I didn't actually know what this event was going to be.
I mean, you think about it in a bigger picture, right? People are like, so you didn't get to plan for it? Like, somebody else made this decision for you? Like, it's a lot of trust.
It's a lot of trust. And they said that.
And you're able to do this on a Wednesday?
Right. And so I had told them. I hadn't, like, really explained what we do for work. I was like, you know, I work a evening schedule. So this is, like,
pretty evening, night. We are graveyard people.
I said, we're an evening schedule. So this is, like, actually quite early for me to get up. And then lovely Meg goes, I've been up since 6 a.m. And I was like, yeah, that does not surprise me. I feel like
Meg.
Oh, she was so sweet. No,
they all sound really nice.
They were very nice, and they were very welcoming. And I was like super, I mean, I was definitely fish out of water. And that
did they know each other?
Yeah.
All three of them knew each other?
The host knew at least both of them. I don't think the other two
knew each other.
Maybe they had seen each other in
passing. Meg and Alicia.
Yeah, Meg and Alicia. I don't think they knew each other.
And you didn't talk to anyone else?
Not until the very end.
Could you, like, get up and walk around? Like,
well,
what
was
the deal?
I didn't know anyone.
Right, but I mean, like, there's
and no one was doing that.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, six tables with four. Did it fill up?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, that changed.
A couple more people came in.
I thought it might have been full. I don't know why.
I think there was maybe 12 to 15 people in
attendance. Well, that's nice. That's not bad.
So, yeah, except everybody was all, like, really spread out. They weren't, like, close to each other.
Would have been better if there was, like, one table.
Were sitting, like, with the person that they knew. And, like it wasn't, like, really mingling.
I mean, that's, like, a rule that we have sometimes where it's like, no, we can't stand
You can't just stand next to each other. You have to go mingle. And so... But I really didn't know anybody, and I.
Well, how would you?
How would I? But also, like, I was like 20 years younger than the next person, the next youngest person. So, it's like really where I'm like, I don't know. I'm just gonna try and make a nice impression on these ladies, right? And so we're chatting, and I'm mostly listening for a while. And part of it was because I couldn't really participate in the conversation, because as it turns out, these are quite wealthy women, right? But they're talking about their charitable work.
Sure.
And so you've got Alicia was talking about how she sponsors a school in Haiti. and all about the work that they do there and about going to Haiti and spending time in the community and how she did that through her church. And but it was also kind of funny because she was like, yeah, well, I wanted to go to Haiti to see how they were spending my money. And I was like, oh, okay. And then, and, you know, and they're talking about their various, like, volunteering and whether they want to retire or not retire or getting married because one person was now divorced and was contemplating a second marriage. Mm. And, like, how
do you... Second one. First one's practice.
First one's practice.
That's how it works.
Well, not for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm one and done.
Some people, first one's practice.
Yeah. and then, so they're talking about that. And then they move on to talking about their shopping addictions.
Of course, yeah. Of course, I can relate to that.
Of course. And so they're talking about how one of them's like, yeah, when I moved from Texas to L.A. and we moved from a five-bedroom house and we were downsizing, I realized I had 300 pairs of shoes.
Holy shit.
And that she had to do something with these 300 pairs of shoes because she couldn't move with all of them. And they're sitting there talking about how they have all of these clothes in their closet with price tags still on them. And I was like, I thrifted this dress. Like
5 years ago.
No, that one's a kind of recent.
That one's kind of recent, yeah.
But like, and I was like, okay. And mind you, the like she's wearing, at the time, she's wearing Brunello's. Like the shoes.
I don't know what that is.
$1,300 pair of shoes, likely.
And she's got 300 pair of shoes.
Leather shoes. She for this event is wearing stiletto Brunello shoes. And she was like, "Yeah, I don't really know. I can't remember how you pronounce the name." And I'm like, "Woman, those shoes are so expensive. How do you not know?" They're, I mean, like $1,300 is maybe a bit expensive for what they would be, but it's easily. Like probably $300 minimum on a pair of shoes, and you don't even remember the name. But so there was a little bit of out of touchness, and like
the. Were you able to find any sort of middle ground with them? Because we buy things.
Yeah.
Food.
This was like the other weird part too, right? So one of the ladies starts talking about how. So they're talking about this like shopping addiction, right? And how they'll like pick up, like if they're buying a gift for someone, they'll like pick up extra gifts sometimes.
Just for the same person?
No.
For other people?
Sometimes for themselves.
Of course.
Or like oh, I went to get this pedicure.
It's very Eric Cartman of them where it's your birthday. I also get a present on your birthday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the older lady, the one who's giving me so much advice, Alicia, she's talking about how like...
300 pairs of shoes, Alicia?
No, that she didn't have the 300 pairs of shoes.
The organizer did?
The organizer did.
Okay. I'm trying to keep everything straight here.
And... she's talking about how she would pick up gifts for people because anytime someone came over, she wanted to give them something. And I kind of got into a discussion with her about, like, the... Because she was, like, saying, like, eventually she was like, you know, maybe I don't need to give people stuff every time. And I was like, yeah, I mean, if you think about it, they have to find a place for it in their house.
What kind of things is she gifting them?
I don't know, but she gesticulated like a generous box size.
Yeah, I give them like a...
Yeah, I had this thing, you know, and I was like, why are you giving them a shoebox-sized item? Like, that's not a small item to gift someone. Or, like, she would tell them, like, oh, I think I might have something in your size in my closet. Because she was talking about how she had all these clothes with price tags on them that are way too small for her. She can't wear. She's had them for years. And so she would, like, Bria, like, here, come look at this... like push like clothing onto these women, onto whomever is coming and visiting with
yeah,
them. Yeah,
right? I mean, maybe would she push them on me?
I mean, she'd probably give you something.
Yeah.
And she was talking about this, like, we were talking about the sentimentality of objects because she was like, kind of, you know, like the new generations aren't sentimental. And I was like, well, I guess it really depends. Like, I think they are sentimental, but I think they're sentimental about personal experiences. They're
well,
not
yeah,
so
everything's
sentimental.
So cheap nowadays. Like, well, they don't last as long. How are you going to keep it around?
Well, no. It's people aren't sentimental about their ancestral items, right? Like just because grandma had 10 tea sets. And they were also talking about how many sets of china they had for tea service. And...
So this is a normal thing that they all kind
of... multiple sets of china, all three of them. had at least...
Did you tell them about our one teacup?
No, I didn't.
You should have. You would have been like, I have one.
There was a while I was listening because I was like, I don't...
So you were just like...
Yeah, I was just, I was sipping
the tea. Well, you haven't even talked about the tea.
It was okay.
Well, like what? Tell me.
There was a little menu that had the different types of tea on it.
So it was a full service tea?
No.
Okay, so
not really, no. And then the tea was in little packets.
Oh, so you could just read about what it was.
And then it was all on the table. There was like charcuterie, there was the sandwiches, which they did bring me some gluten-free sandwiches, which was fun. That was nice.
How fun.
There was like cucumber finger sandwiches. Like the cucumber.
What are you doing with your fingers?
They're triangles. They were the triangles with the crust cut off, right?
Okay.
And then
they... Why is that something people eat during tea?
I don't know.
Cucumber
sandwich? It's a British thing. And then...
Do they have milfoys? Is that what they're called?
No. They had macarons.
Okay.
But
you couldn't have those?
Well, I didn't think I could. And I was...
Most of the time, you can't.
For those who don't know, I have celiac disease, and so I have to be very careful about what I eat, especially at these kinds
of
events.
Yeah, it's not a fad, okay? You're not just like, oh, can I have gluten-free?
And so that was also, like, where I told the member experience personnel, I don't remember... Anyways, she was like... I was like, yeah, I didn't actually know I was coming to this event. So, like, I told her, I was like... It's okay if you have a gluten-free option. I'll take it. If not, I'll just nibble off of the charcuterie, but, like, don't worry about it.
And she nibble
was
like, the crap out of the charcuterie.
I did. And, man, they had rose hips. Like, the little... Oh, those were so good. Man, little pickled rose hips. Like, they were, like, in oil. Oh, God, those were delicious. That was, like, the one thing where I was like, I feel like we need to get rose hips more often.
You should have put some in your purse.
So, anyways, the charcuterie, and they had this manchego that was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so the charcuterie was great. So I was nibbling on that.
The little finger sandwiches.
And the little finger sandwiches. And then they had, like, smoked salmon with, like, a little cream cheese something on it on, like, a...
On, like, a bagel bite thing.
They had it on a bagel bite thing. They put it on a toasty piece of the white bread for me. And so I had some of those, and that was good.
It seems like quite... I didn't realize it was that much food. That you were able to eat. That's good.
Yeah, I got to have the two little sandwiches and then the charcuterie. And that was fine. That was good.
Breakfast.
It was enough. And then, let's see. Anyways, so the thing that surprised me is that there was zero programming.
Sit in room, drink tea, eat sandwiches.
Sit and ate tea and sandwiches. And eventually the host got up. And made a
speech, riveting speech.
It was about 60 seconds long.
Ooh.
Where she stood up and thanked everyone for coming and said that they're wanting to do it on a monthly basis and that she really appreciated everyone being there and that she just sat down. And she was like, she had brought up a whole sheet with notes and stuff and she was like, I got so nervous, I didn't even use my notes. And I was like, they were really sweet. The ladies were sweet. Anyways, and of course, because I'm sitting at the host's table, right, so she's constantly getting up and having to introduce herself to welcome people in. And at one point, she finally asked me, she was like, so, what do you do? And she was like, so what do you do for work? Because I had asked one of them, I was like, oh, so, like, what do you do? Like, you know, like, and finally they asked me. And as soon as I was about to answer, somebody walked in and she's like, oh, sorry. It takes 40 minutes for us to get back to me being like, so this is what I do. And this was like the most interesting thing to them. They were like, what? And I was like, yeah, so I do a comedy cooking show with my husband.
Right.
And it's like a late night thing. And mind you, they were all like, they were quite surprised at me coming without knowing what I was going to. And so then they're like, okay, this makes more sense now, right? You're a comedian. And then they're like, we have to know what it is. And so I tell them, I'm like, okay, sure. And so I tell them it's, you know, Nurse Huckleberry, and they're looking me up. And she's looking me up on Instagram. She goes, you do burlesque? And I was like, yeah, it's really fun. And she's like, yeah. And Alicia, she was talking about, at one point, she's talking about how she was taking classes to learn how to swim better.
Okay.
Because specifically, She wanted to be able to swim well enough to rescue one of her grandkids
if she needed to.
And
how noble.
Right. And I was like, and I told her, I was like, oh, that's, I love that. I love that so much. And I was talking about doing rescue diving with scuba. And I could just see that she's like, what? And I was like, I finally have something to talk about. Like, let me have it. Let me have it. And so I explained to them, you know, my job and doing that. And they're very interested at this point. They're very intrigued. So I'm curious if they're going to come by tonight, because one of them said that, Alicia said that she would watch while she was grading papers. So I guess she must be some kind of teacher.
She grading papers at 11 p.m.?
That's what she said. She said that's when she grades papers.
All right. I mean, good for her.
Yeah.
Taking her work home with her. Like all teachers,
but yeah, and the other one,
unfortunately.
Anyway, so then at the very end, right? Then they're like, "Oh, we should go talk to the other people here."
That was their idea.
Yeah. Well, they knew them.
Excuse me. What was that?
My lipstick.
That didn't sound good.
No, it's fine. But where did the lid go?
The lid. It's right here.
Oh, the lid.
The lid. Yeah, put that in a safe spot. They should really put a flat bottom on that, you know? Why is it rounded on both ends?
It's like pill-shaped.
And perfectly spherical.
So, yeah, that was the...
So, wait, you talked to other people? What happened with them?
So, well, okay, so here's the other part. They had mimosas. There was a $29 bottomless mimosa option.
That wasn't on their invitation.
Now I did not opt for this, mostly because...
Well, the budget. The budget.
But two, the server came up and showed the bottle, and it was a bottled Bellini.
Was it like the Costco one?
I don't...
Because I've seen bottled Bellinis before.
I don't know if it was the peach. Costco one. So it was peach, so it was already in there, and I was like, I don't... I wasn't gonna do that anyways. I wasn't gonna drink because I was exhausted.
And it would only put you more to sleep.
I was like kind of struggling. I was like, okay, yeah. Like, because I thought there would be more to do than just sitting. It was only, which I mean, I was kind of glad that, well, okay, never mind. I said I would talk about the pictures. And here's the only reason we got up. I'm in all the pictures. I'm in all of the pictures.
Really?
Yes, because they had a photographer there, and I'm sitting at the host's table.
Oh, you're front and center.
And we're like one of the only tables with four people at it, right? And
you're the success image.
Right.
And wow, look how great this party was.
Look how good this is.
We got the young hot ones. We got full tables. Everyone ate all the food. People drinking tea.
And then they're like, oh, come in front of the backdrop. And so I'm in multiple group photos.
Well, you were the star.
Right. And I'm like, none of these people know me. But I'm in multiple group photos for this event.
But they will remember you.
They will remember me. So there's pictures of me holding my teacup. Like, ooh.
Did you have a fancy teacup?
They were all the same.
They didn't have, like,
it was kind of fancy.
Shapes or fruit on them?
It was like a flower. It was a very kind of simple,
very Yannick,
white and gold
design.
It was very pretty. It just looked like a flower.
But they all matched?
I think they all matched, yeah. I think they had like
a... Saucer?
Thing. Yes, yeah, of course.
Okay, I'm just wow, okay.
Of course.
Just...
Tiny gold spoon. Not good for anything.
Oh, wow. Also, that's the kind of thing start with 20 of and you end up with 15 at the end of the day.
Here's the thing. Well, what was really funny was at the end of the tea service... Multiple of the ladies were like, yeah, can I get a little box? And they start going to the other tables and just...
Well, yeah, because no one...
Taking all the pastries and stuff home.
There were pastries?
There was pastries. There was little muffins.
You didn't feel like bringing me a muffin?
No. I didn't want to take... What was really funny, too, was when... There was one lady who was like, she was like clearly like a bit miffed at the selection, right?
Oh,
the one who came later. She was kind of like,
what a pedestrian selection.
And right as I have the gluten-free sandwiches delivered to me, she goes, oh, what are those? And I said, oh, it's the same as that. It's just gluten-free because I was like, I have celiac disease. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's what I need. And I was like, you were eating the bread.
That's what I need. Well, it's because it was so exclusive. You're the only one that had it.
And so then she, of course, has to request her own gluten-free sandwiches. And so then they go and make her gluten-free sandwiches, too. But she eats the gluten-free sandwiches.
She probably didn't like it.
I don't know. But she also proceeded to eat, like, two muffins. And, she ate everything, but
I mean, that's fine. She didn't say that she needed it for any reason besides you had it.
Right, right.
She's like, oh, yeah, you got something special? I'll take one of those.
She was like, see, I'm just not eating very much of the bread. Like, she had, the little crostini that the salmon was on. She, ate all the salmon off of it, but only ate half of the crostini.
God, sounds like my mom. Well, she wouldn't even eat half the crostini. She'd just eat the toppings off.
Right. But I was like, why would you bite the crostini? Just eat the toppings off.
I mean, sometimes the toppings can be a little overwhelming.
I don't know.
Especially smoked salmon. Like, the smoked salmon that we had at Costco today, just by itself in a little cup, was a little bit like, all right, I mean, it's just smoked salmon.
Well, you know what's really funny? My sister, because we went to Costco with my sister, and she got the little smoked salmon, and she was like, see, this is the kind of smoked salmon I like to eat by itself. And I was like, I mean, it is good by itself.
It's fine. I would want it with something.
On a bagel and cream cheese. Like, I think that'd be fine. Like, that'd maybe not like with a bunch of stuff on it, but like.
Can we take a quick time just to talk about the samples at Costco? Since we never get to have the samples at Costco because we always go too late.
We went to Costco early today.
There was a smoked salmon. There was freaking avocado dip. That was good.
No, it was artichoke and jalapeno.
Whatever. Cream cheese dip. It was some sort of cheesy dip.
It was not avocado.
Whatever it was. It was green vegetable. In a dip.
It was very delicious.
Very delicious.
And when we got it for the party, I told the lady, I was like, you sold me on it. And she, I think, you know, and here's the thing. If you do end up getting something from the sample, you got to tell them because you got to tell them they did a good job.
Yeah.
And
unlike the person that was doing the Impossible Meat Burgers was just droning off on her own in her own head. And nobody was close to her, and she was like,
burgers, they were not good. It was not good.
Once someone got closer, she got louder.
Yeah. And then that one was not good. And then there was the acai bowl, which, for whatever reason.
Yeah, how do you enjoy your acai bowl?
Well, I normally like frozen, them frozen, cold. And I don't know how this was served warm.
It was microwaved.
There
was a microwave on her stand, and she was microwaving acai bowls. So they had, coconut in it and whole berries.
And, chunks, and then it was, warm. It was terrible. It was terrible. And, I pick it up, and I put it in my mouth, and I was like,
Why is it warm?
And then my sister turns around, and she's like, why is it warm?
And I'm like, yeah, why is it warm?
Yeah, and you ate the whole thing.
I was hungry.
And then there was the baby food.
It was applesauce.
Yeah, but it was not good.
I don't think it was labeled as baby food.
But it definitely was. It was in a squeezy pouch. I think it's
intended. That's maybe for kids.
I think it's intended for children.
But not babies.
No.
Babies don't have that grip strength.
Yeah.
I don't think.
What else was there? Oh, and then the chimichangas.
Oh, yeah.
Which
you got? Okay, look. First, you gotta know the rules of Costco sample etiquette. Okay, if someone says, "Hey, do you want one?" and you're not next to the sample table, yes, no matter what it is, because you can't eat it.
I wanted samples.
So why did you even contemplate? Just say yes.
Because I was just curious what it was.
You made her suspect something, because your sister was like, yes, you do. Get one for both of us. And they were chimichangas, so I got to eat three samples, which was delicious.
Like half a chimichanga.
But also, we had to wait until we walked away, because she was like, I don't think those two are going to be eating the samples. I think he's going
to
eat all
the samples. Right, no, and I had to have a hot thing of chimichanga in my hand that I could not eat. Could not eat this hot thing of chimichanga.
Wait. But you can't forget about the best sample, the water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had the water sample.
Remember the limestone?
Yeah, the alkaline.
Alkaline limestone.
God, this is such a long tangent. This will have to be it out. We'll have to cut this out.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, it'll be fine. Yeah. This will be fine. Well, do you feel like you got your money's worth from the food, the entertainment, the experience? Do you feel like it was worth $40 for that ticket?
Probably not, in all honesty. Mostly because I was kind of disappointed in the teas.
Really?
I didn't think the tea was that good.
Do you remember the selection, more or less? Like, what type of teas they were working with?
There was a Darjeeling. There was a jasmine. Mm-hmm. There was, like, a hibiscus one. And
so nothing crazy.
And something else. And they were all kind of, they were fine. But I didn't.
Was it like one brand of tea?
It was one brand of tea.
And it was a fancy, it was like the triangle tea bags?
No. Well, it was that kind of tea bag material where it's like that softer, like silkier.
The fancy mesh,
but it wasn't the triangle ones. And there are just so many better high-end tea brands. When I worked at that French place, the tea that they had, incredible.
Best tea.
I almost want to like send an email to the coordinator and be like, hey, by the way, you should try this tea. Because she was like, oh, it's tea from France. And what was really funny was that she had...
Not all tea from France is good.
No.
You can't just make that blanket statement.
Well, and she also had no idea how to pronounce any of the names of the tea.
Oh.
So she was like, yeah, I'm going to try the Nuit d'été. And I was like...
Have fun.
I was like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's French, so you got to pronounce like half the letters.
Half the letters. Yeah. See that one with 8 letters in it?
Yeah.
Two letters.
Two letters.
Pick two. You're probably right.
Yeah, exactly. All the vowels, one vowel.
Yeah, first letter's important, mm-hmm. usually.
Yeah.
And
then
maybe like an L or a T.
Yeah.
You know, those are pretty important. Otherwise, X.
X. Yeah.
X is very important to not pronounce.
Just make a vowel sound. Oh, wee.
Right. Ooh, well, why don't we practice? Couch in Spanish. What do you think that is?
Is that not couche?
I don't know.
Couch in Spanish?
Oh, sorry, in French.
I mean, like...
In Spanish, it's like sofa or sillon.
Chaise. Because it's chaise longue. It's like the...
Like that.
But I don't know. I don't speak French, so...
You could always make up a word.
Yeah, I could. But then the French speakers would be like...
Sacre bleu! Is what they would say.
Yeah, they'd be really upset in the comments.
Not from what I just said.
No.
My pronunciation is immaculate.
Sacre bleu! But yeah, I do kind of wish things that I would have liked. Programming. If anything happens...
Any activity. All right, everybody. We're going to be trying the Darjeeling tea now, so make sure to get a fresh tea bag.
If it was a guided experience in the slightest, if there was any activity in the slightest... As I said...
Hi, Bert.
Where you want to come on, man?
Are you confused that the chair is over here?
He's very confused. We had to rearrange the living room for this.
Mm-hmm.
If there was
some... Bert and the cat, everybody.
If there was some amount... Oh, he's not even on camera. Come here.
You can hear you smacking him, though. That's all that matters.
Smack him louder. If there was some amount of programming, that would have been nice.
Sure.
At the very end, they were like, oh, we should introduce you to the other ladies. And I was like, okay. So I get up, and they're like, this is Brenda. And Brenda was like, I have had too much mimosa. And she was like, I'm not getting up. And I said, that's fine. How are you, Brenda? And so Brenda was fun. I only got to chat with Brenda for a couple of minutes. But they also introduced me. They were like, everyone, meet Shelby. She
Who the hell is Shelby?
Right. They're like, she does... She's an internet comedian, right? And so they're like, because they waited until the very end to like ask me any questions about myself.
So they were really excited about you.
So then they were really excited where they were like,
you're very interesting.
Yeah, and they were all really excited to watch the show, and I feel like they did really try to like make me feel included and welcome in the space, and they were just happy that I was there and that I was like attending this thing.
I mean, it makes it sound like this member club is like mostly for wealthy,
yes,
middle-aged women.
Absolutely.
What did you get any idea of like?
Well, I think that was just the women that were
wealthy middle-aged people.
Yes.
So did you get any idea of like the pricing? Did they try to pitch you to join or anything?
Well, after I talked with the remember. There was some lady who came over to try and like talk about joining as a member.
But like in and the corner in the secret, she's like, you
no,
join?
No. Well, no, they introduced her to me. Okay. And part of it was because...
Wait, so everyone else was a member?
Yeah, except Alicia wasn't.
Okay.
And so it was kind of to recruit new members. And so she came to talk to the both of us, right, about like potential membership. But for me, I was like...
No.
No. No.
First of all, no. Don't want to drive downtown.
Right.
Second of all, that's pretty much, I mean, that's really the deal breaker.
Well, some of them were driving up from Long Beach for this event. Like, they were driving kind of far. I was like, okay.
I mean, it probably takes the same amount of time to get there from Long Beach than from West Hollywood.
Yeah, from West Hollywood. Yeah, exactly. So, whatever. But yeah, Alicia wasn't a member, and so they were trying to get her to be a member. And what was really funny was she was like, the host was like, yeah, we really want to do this once a month. And Alicia looks at her and goes, once a month is too often. I am... tired, and I do not want to attend events that much. She's like, do you understand how many once a month events I have to go to? And she's like, you don't have to come every month, Alicia. And she's like, I'm sorry. I don't want to go to events that much, and I've got all these things going on. And she was just like over it. She's like, I get it. And she's like, well, we'll host them once a month, but like you can come when you can. Like, you don't have to come to every one. She's like, yeah. Like, she's like, you know, you could come every other month. She's like, that even feels like too often. And I'm sitting here like, jeez.
You're like, yeah. Yeah.
Well. Yeah. And I was like, based. Like, that is such a, she was just like, absolutely not. Like, there is no chance. And me.
I mean, why lie?
Why lie? I know. And some other lady, as she was leaving, they were like, oh, because they asked me if I had been to, if they were like, oh, so have you like gone to like a high tea before? Are you like a tea party goer? And I was like, no. No. And they were like, why are you here? Like, it was like, I don't know, my husband thought I'd like it. So I'm here. I like the idea of a tea party. But yeah. No programming, and I would have liked for something to do.
What sort of activities would you expect at a tea party?
I mean, finger sandwich eating competition.
Sure.
Maybe
tea
like
chugging competition.
Tea chugging.
Tea beer
maybe
bongs.
Balancing the teacup on your head on like a book or something.
And racing back and forth.
Yeah, while you race.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe decorating name tags.
How many muffins can you fit in your mouth?
Right, chubby bunny, but with muffins.
Yeah.
No, I mean, even if there was somebody just presenting the teas or talking about anything, I thought maybe, like, so some of the things that I thought it might be before I saw that it was a tea party. I thought it could be based on solely it being in the middle of the day and the business casual emphasis on elegance dress code. I was like, maybe it's... Sorry.
Suspense is killing me.
I was like, maybe it's an etiquette thing.
Like how to drink tea?
Yeah, like learn, well, not necessarily how to drink tea, but like how, like an etiquette class on like how to be a lady, you know?
Oh, right, because you didn't know what the event was.
Okay. So I thought it could be something about that. I thought it could be maybe like a women's networking seminar.
I mean, technically it was marketed as a networking. Women's networking event.
So like, but oftentimes with those kind of events...
There's something to do. They're like, all right, we're going like, to get in groups of three.
Or there's like booths.
Yeah.
Or something. No, there was just the tables of tea.
Yeah, that would be fun if they like set up booths of different teas. You go taste the teas, talk about the teas.
Yeah.
Little thing, and then you finger sandwich each other.
Finger blast the sandwiches.
No, you eat them. No, you eat them like a normal person.
Yeah, me try to be like, hey, so it is a late night show. We make It's kind of, you know, sometimes we make adult jokes. Most of the time we make kind of adult jokes, like just, and I told them, I was like, just be aware that if you watch the show, you're going to be like, who was that nice girl that we met? Because this is not her.
And now why is she making, you know, funny noises and faces and jumping around like a clown?
Right. I was like, I was told, it is very, very, you're going to be like, who is this woman? Because, like, that was not the girl that I met. And I promise you, it is. Sorry, it's weird. Sorry, it's a weird, it's going to be a weird thing. And I was like, if you don't like it, I don't blame you. It's probably not your style. And that's okay. I was like, it's not for everyone. And I understand that. And you're welcome to watch. But like.
Well, what time is it? Let me see how well we did here. Oh, yeah. We're like right at an hour.
Yeah. It, like, I mean, if the event had more stuff going on, that would probably have been. Like, because I was wondering, I was like, am I going to be able to talk about this event for that long? Like, I know I could, but, like, make it entertaining.
You know what's great about us? Even if you had half as much stuff to talk about as you did right now, I think we could still fill an hour of time talking. And honestly, it's better, because then we could talk about Costco for 15 minutes.
Right, right. I mean, we talked about Costco. But I would say that It was a good experience, and it was good to, like, you know, go out of my comfort zone on that. Again, definitely, I wish there was, like, some aspect of, like, once I realized that I was just going to be sitting at that table for 2 hours, I was like, okay, we're locked in.
Better be a comfortable chair.
We're locked in. It wasn't. It was not particularly comfortable. It was fine. It was an acrylic chair. I was glad that I wasn't wearing a short dress because it would have really stuck to my legs.
You would have left with the chair.
Yeah,
stuck to me.
I did go to the bathroom while I was up there. And,
I hope so. You drank a lot of tea.
I drank a bunch of tea. And
nice bathroom.
Well, the bathroom was really funny because, like, I had like a.
This is the bathroom review part of the show.
Review part of the show. So you walk in, and there's like the regular sink for washing your hands and a big mirror. Great.
Regular sink, washing your hands, big mirror. Okay.
Okay, and then I go into the stall, and in the stall.
Don't tell me there's another sink in there.
There's a sink. there's a mirror with a sink and like a pendant light, and then the toilet next to it. It was like a guest bath, like a quarter bath.
Yeah.
That you would find, or not a quarter bath, I guess a
half
bath.
Right.
That you would find in like somebody's downstairs or something.
Interesting.
Of their house. And that's what each of the stalls were. Was
they were all sink mirror stalls?
Yeah.
Huh. What would be the benefit of that? What is the benefit of that?
I don't know. But then also, and I took a picture of this too.
Oh, we got pictures, people.
Well, I took a picture of the bathroom. So, because we have that friend who does...
Right, the bathroom.
Bathroom pictures.
Yeah.
So this is the bathroom.
This is the stall?
This is the stall.
Oh, my God.
We'll post these pictures.
Wow.
So that's the stall.
It's a nice bathroom.
It was a very nice bathroom. But here's the other part. There's a window in the bathroom, and you're 54 floors up.
In the bathroom?
That's in the bathroom.
So you're pissing 51 floors up?
No, this is like outside of the stall. There's the stall door.
Oh,
this is outside
of the stall.
Well, actually, I didn't use that stall, but you can see.
Yeah.
You can see over here that there's window in the stall.
There is window.
I didn't use that stall, but I guess you would.
So you're peeing in the sky.
Can they see you from the other side?
There's got to be some sort of barrier.
There's some kind of glare on this. Like, because I don't think you could see. But, like, yeah. Like, gosh, now I want to go back just to see that.
They won't let you up there again.
No. They would not. Here's the aggressively floral
line. Ooh. Okay. Oh, I like that. The water glasses. Oh, the teacup. Very Disney.
Uh-huh.
Very nice. That's nice. I mean, it looks... Yeah,
look. I think this was at the end when I took pictures. So they are eaten. And then...
Next time you get better pictures.
Oh, here. There's the charcuterie. Which was very tasty.
Ooh.
And I took a picture of. I know. I'll have to do better about taking pictures.
Did everyone get one of these?
Well, it was one per table. And you're sharing.
I like the
there
plate.
Was also a lot of shuffling of plates, of passing things around.
Like they had tray pass or just moving one
no,
plate?
No, like you...
Setting down another plate.
You were passing each other.
Oh, like pass me the charcuterie.
Yeah. And then this was like some of the floral arrangements and stuff.
And, like, you can see there's, like, flowers on all the
everywhere.
Edge. All the tables on the edges around the room.
Yeah.
Had flowers.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you had a fun time.
Yeah. I mean, I feel...
Do you think you would have done anything different if you knew it was a tea party the whole time?
I probably would have worn a better hat.
Shut up. I really told you to wear a hat.
Yeah, well, you told me as I was, like, putting my shoes on to leave. You can't tell me wear a hat then.
Yeah, you're going to be sitting 45 minutes in traffic, can't spend some time putting a hat on.
I don't know. I don't think I could have done anything particularly different going into it. Like, not wearing a hat was fine because then I didn't have to have a hat on. And then I went and bought rhinestones after. Because I told the ladies, I was like, oh, it was so nice meeting you. But I gotta go down to the fashion district and buy some rhinestones. And they were just like...
Who are you?
Who are you? And I was like, yeah, sorry, I gotta go buy rhinestones.
So. Oh, yeah, making a costume for burlesque performance.
Yeah. But no, I don't know that I would have done anything differently. Again, like, I was... Well, I don't know. Maybe I was so tired. I was really tired.
Yeah, I mean, you fought through it, though.
I did fight through it.
And look, this just opens up the doors. Because I feel like part of it is also disrupting the timeline of things, of your day. You know, if it's at 11 a.m., it is what it is. If we, like, if for one of these down the road, you're like, oh, you're going to a 5 a.m. surf lesson in Santa Monica. And I'm like, all right, I guess I need to arrange my day around that.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Like, it doesn't, you know, I like the idea of it being afternoon just because that's more comfortable and we don't have to disrupt the entire day. But once we get more organized.
Right.
Once we continue to be as organized as we are.
Right.
Right. Then this will be fun. Because, like, I mean, and people can suggest things, too, if we could find it.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's like, I want you to find a knitting circle to go for a day.
Yeah. I mean, I think, obviously, classes are going to be... I'm sorry, Bert's playing under the couch. I think classes are going to be big on the list. But I do like the idea of having something to do. That was the big...
I mean, it was a good test, because it didn't have an agenda, but it also didn't say... We're going to be sitting around doing nothing for 3 hours drinking tea.
Right.
That wouldn't have been a very good selling point.
No.
No.
No. And I think the other part of it being everyone who attended was not particularly interested in networking. Like they
either knew each other or didn't want to meet any new people.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, one guy there with his wife.
Did he seem like he was having a nice time?
No.
Was he like this? Grumble, 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 grumble.
Yeah, he was just
this
like...
This tea sucks.
He was just sitting there like, okay. And like when she got up to do her speech, she's like, ladies and gentlemen, because we do have one gentleman here.
No. I'm sure he felt awkward.
Yeah, very awkward. Very awkward.
But included, you know? Yeah. That's nice.
But I don't know. I mean, I think a class probably would be more interesting... to go to,
but well, next,
it was a very interesting insight into these ladies' lives.
And I think that's what it is. It's almost like the experience and sort of the culture.
It's like a vignette.
Right. You're seeing kind of the world through their eyes in a way, mm-hmm. and you're like, huh. All right, well, seems like you had a fun experience.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rate this sort of thing?
Oh. Food... The charcuterie board was really good, but honestly, the cucumber sandwiches, I don't know why people are eating cucumber sandwiches. And maybe it was the gluten-free bread. It was not good gluten-free bread. It was very much like a sponge. I would give the food probably a 3 out of 5. There was also macarons that I didn't try and little chocolates that I didn't try because I didn't know if they were gluten-free or not. And I could tell that the macarons were like the...
Store-bought.
Like they were not made in-house. They were probably frozen. And sure. A lot of times those have wheat in them. So I was like...
Okay, so food, 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5. The tea, a 3 out of 5. It was not 5 out of 5 tea, okay. Which I would expect 5 out of 5 tea.
You would expect at a tea party?
Service was not particularly great. You could tell that they did not normally do these kind of events.
Like the service at the club?
The private club? Like the servers, they did not know what they were doing.
Interesting.
like they were fine. They were, but it was not like what you would expect. It's not what I would expect at a high tea service of like very refined. They were like, "Are you done with that?"
But what do you expect them to be like? Like, pardon me, madam. Are you done with this sort of plate?
No, may I grab it for you? I expected a, may I take your plate as opposed to, are you finished eating?
So it's okay.
Yeah. And also, like, there were just some...
Were they dropping clean plates to hold in dirty plates situation?
They did not bring clean plates.
Oh,
there was an accumulation of trash from the tea building up on everybody's plates because we're there for multiple hours and the teacups are only so big. And so you're brewing tea.
And your 15th cup of tea.
Right. Like... And so then you've got like, they didn't provide, like there was the saucer for the cup and then there was another saucer. And that was what you were meant to put your little snacks on. But then there was nowhere for the tea bags.
An oversight.
And yeah, a major oversight. And so eventually when I got the gluten-free sandwiches delivered to me, I had an extra plate. So I was able to use my previous first saucer for the tea bags and stuff. But there was also like strawberries with the tops on them and like the Manchego cheese, which has a rind that you don't eat. So suddenly I'm getting this accumulation of trash that just was sitting there for a long time. And in a what I would expect for a high tea service is I would expect that to be cleared throughout and just not at the very end.
What would you rate the trash?
It was pretty good colors. So, you know.
5 out of 5.
Yeah, 5 out of 5 trash.
Great.
And then overall experience, everyone was nice. It was a bit boring, just in that it was a lot of the same. I mean, I guess the gossip or the hearing about these ladies' lives was interesting. But I would have liked for an activity.
Mm. Well, that's the high tea service for you.
That's the high tea service. But I think when it comes to the host and making me feel welcomed, 5 out of 5.
Oh, that's good.
So she really was trying to like make me feel welcome and you know. And that was nice because it was definitely a weird situation. So, but yeah, also, and then I took the elevator down. Did not like that. Not a fan of the elevator ride down.
Kiki.
And there's some lady who clearly was going there pretty frequently who was like trying to talk to me in the elevator. And I was like, I'm trying to like not be nauseous right now. Can you please don't talk to me in the elevator?
What did she say to you?
Maybe we were talking about valet.
Who talks to people in the elevator?
Well, she was at the event.
Oh. Never mind.
Like, it wasn't like a crazy thing. She was just at the event and we were both going down.
Well, everybody, what a fantastic first episode.
Yeah. And I'll be sending you off on some excursion. We'll figure it out.
How often are we doing this again? Bi-weekly?
Every 2 weeks, yeah.
Bi-weekly. Is that what bi-weekly means? Well, bi-weekly means twice a week or
every 2 weeks, yeah. Right now, we're going to do every 2 weeks. If we can work up to every week, maybe we will. But I feel like that's a lot to...
It is. We rearranged the entire living room for this.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot to commit to. So we'll see. But yeah, thanks, everybody, for listening, for watching. Maybe someday we'll have sponsors. Until now, you get an ad-free listening. Woo! Unless you're on YouTube. I don't know if they put ads in there.
I don't know if they put ads on the audio stuff.
On
the podcast stuff.
I guess we'll find out.
So yeah, the audio, and then there's the video version. Hi, mm-hmm. Hi, video people.
Also, if you haven't already, be sure to check out our Twitch stream over at twitch.tv/nursehuckleberry, where we do a comedy cooking show late night, Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 10 p.m. Pacific. And then I also stream variety content, and you do DJ streams.
I do.
So there's lots to see. We've got a YouTube channel with sketch comedy and cooking videos on it. So you should check that out too.
Got two cats.
And then, yeah. And this is a part of our new fourth wall memberships that we've launched. That's why we started doing the podcast. So if you are interested in becoming a fourth wall member, check the link in the description, I guess.
It'll have a lot of information there.
Yeah, the description's going to have a bunch of stuff. So. Check that out.
Kiki, get out of there. What are you doing back there?
Kiki.
It's not for...
She's over here now.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much, everybody. Bye. We're going to have to figure out a song or something.
A jingle. Adventure. Solo adventures. Together. Yeah, we'll workshop it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll get our guy on.
What do you think, Bert?